Good morning, everyone. It's Tuesday morning, and you're listening to Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. I'm Robert Woolsey, KCAW News Director, and I'm joined by
Claude Stopey with Sentinel Sports.
And what a busy weekend for basketball here in Sitka. Klaus, I gather you took in some of the games at the Mount Edgecombe Invitational this weekend?
And before I get into the game wrap-up, I think we need to acknowledge that they give out a couple of special awards, and the Super Fan Award went to Rose Demert. So kudos to her for her support during the tournament. And then they select the most inspirational player overall, and that went to Zach Klein. He played for Wrangell, but he's a former Mount Edgecombe player at the high school there. And then the Iron Man Official Award went to Corey Hansen, Sean Watham, Don Watham, Moose Sims, and Keith Perkins. So there you go, and now we can get into some game stuff.
Does Keith Perkins still have a voice by the end of the Saturday night? Was he still audible?
I'm just really happy he didn't point me out. Usually he says my name once or twice a tournament, so I escaped his wrath this time. But afterwards, he sounded like he could do another five or six games.
All right. And what do you have to do to win the Superfan Award?
You've got to be there almost every game. You got to be loud and proud, and she was all those things.
So tell us about the championship Saturday. Looks like some very exciting action.
Yeah, you know, after 3 days of games, the surviving teams, you know, entered Saturday. They were running low on Icy Hot, Bengay, Atomic Bomb. Liquor stores were running out of ice. Gatorade flavors were all starting to taste the same, you know. But the fourth day of hoops, those elimination games and the games to reach the championships are just pretty incredible. In the Masters division, that's 45 and older, Fairbanks, they kind of put the hurt on Klawock Old Totems, 110-73 behind Warren Rosegreen's 40 points. Brent Stanger added 17 and Kenny Willard 16 and Jeff Schornbrock got 16. Klawock's Jay Peterson had 30, Russell Stevens 13, and Greg Garcia 10. Rosegreen was the tournament most valuable player.
And he also is a former Harlem Globetrotter, right?
Yep, and he managed to throw two balls down at least in the tournament, you know.
Not bad for a 45-year-old.
Not bad. You know, he wasn't ripping the ball back and throwing it down, but hey, at 45, if you can get up and put something over the rim, good on you.
Well, he is 6'6", according to the Harlem Globetrotters website, and he played college ball at Nevada, Las Vegas, so he sounds like he would be a formidable opponent on the court. And you mentioned he put up 40 points, 4-0?
Yeah, well, he had 55 in another game. But, you know, he's got this really sweet little jump hook that was kind of a fun thing to watch. It was this nice. He shot jumpers left-handed, free throws left-handed, but he'd put in this little baby jump hook that was pretty cool right-handed. So.
Wow. What's next?
Well, in the men's 37 and over, Wrangell ran past Kluck Juan 101-63, and Keith Young led Wrangell with 22 points. Dave Clark got 21, and Steve George 12. Kluck Juan got 17 points from tourney host Andrew Frisky, 14 from Chris Lesberg, and 12 from Jesse McGraw. And Wrangell's Clark was the tournament MVP. Probably the most exciting game in the championship night might have been the women's title clash between Southeast Thunder and Juneau Monstros. Southeast Thunder won 46-45, but it was a back-and-forth game the whole way, right down to the wire. Southeast Thunder's Christine McGraw scored with 8 seconds left for the one-point advantage. And after a timeout by Juneau, they had a chance to win on a last-second jump shot from Nani Wiener, but it was a contested shot under heavy defensive pressure from Thunder's Mariah Simpkins, and the shot just didn't go in. So McGraw led Southeast Thunder with 12 points. Simpkins, Crystal Blair, and Breon Erickson all had 10, and Juneau was led by Mary Berry's 11 points. Danielle Larson added 10, and Leroya Simmons 9. Okay. And the game was actually a rematch of the semifinal on Friday that Southeast Thunder also won 62-56. And then, you know, when you lose a semi, Saturday morning you got to play the play-in game. So all these teams, you know, in the championship, if they weren't the original winner of a semifinal, they had to play another game before. McGraw was the tournament MVP. But an interesting note, Southeast Thunder's Breon Erickson, she also played in the Masters division for Sitka's Harry Race, and she scored 14 points in one of those games. So,
good on her. It can be exhausting playing in this tournament, and the athletes who are playing, it's a little bit different from high school. You know, they're probably not hitting the court every single day and being made to run, suicides and all the drills that you do in basketball. And they're really so game when they come out there, and the games are well played. But I did notice in the one very well played women's game that I saw, you know, they in that the last few minutes of the game, the team that was behind closed it up to within about 10 or 12 points. But then somebody hit a three, and then somebody else got just a regular bucket. Next thing you know, they were 17 points down with just a minute and a half or 2 minutes left. One of the guards or something got knocked down on the far end of the court, and she just laid down there and just sort of stretched out and looked up at the ceiling and took a few deep breaths. The crowd gave her a big hand of applause. And, you know, she eventually got up and played offense when the ball came back down to her end of the court. But, you know, you couldn't get away with that in high school. They wouldn't let that kind of thing happen.
Sometimes in the older brackets, that's kind of a little ploy. You fall down and you stay down, and then you hope something bad happens on the other end for the other team, and then you're already down there.
Yeah.
This is kind of like a preseason tournament type. I mean, most of these players are in the middle of their respective city leagues, wherever they're from, so they're not quite in tip-top shape yet. And then, if you see these same players in the gold medal tournament down the road here, you'll notice they're a little bit faster. It's always fun to see the progression. And we can't skip the most anticipated game of the night, and that was the final game, the Men's Open Championship. And that was between Heidelberg and Metlakatla. And these two teams have been in the tourney finals or semifinals since this tournament first started. And this is interesting. It started out Heidelberg, defending champs. They're out in front 17-3, and it looked like it was going to be a runaway. But Met worked its way back in. You know, they put Heidelberg's Damon Bell Holter in foul trouble, and they kept chipping away at the lead. And it got down to 4 minutes, and they were actually, Metlakatla led 84-82. And then with 1 minute left, Bell Holter scored and was fouled, and he gave Heidelberg a 91-89 lead. But then he fouls out seconds later. Metlakatla's Zach Mills fouls out after, T.J. Young hits one free throw for Heidelberg, and now they're up 92-89. And then Metlakatla's Brian Hayward scores inside to cut the lead to 94-91. And then Metlakatla's Tristan Winter fouls out with 16 seconds left, and Heidelberg's Vinnie Edenshaw hits both three free throws for the 94-91 lead. And now you have a couple seconds left, and Met's Chris Bryant, he's pressured really hard by Heidelberg's Jeb Phillips, and Bryant misses the shot. And so with 3.3 seconds left, Heidelberg gets a rebound. They're fouled. Their player misses both shots. Metlakatla gets the rebound. They call a timeout. So they're planning a big play. They have 2.9 seconds left. They inbound the ball near half court. And once again, Jeb Phillips is draped all over Chris Bryant, and he has to shoot from half court, and it just caroms off the rim. So Heidelberg wins 94-91. And Damon Bell Holter is the MVP of the tournament for the open division.
I'm biting my nails just hearing you talk about that game.
It was fun to watch.
Yeah, and I guess we have to tip our hats to Andrew Frisky, who organized the tournament over there. He's the athletic director at Mount Edgecombe High School, and he also opened up all Saturday's games were free to furloughed federal workers. So I know there must have been a few people in the audience who were there who were got a chance to see some really exciting basketball courtesy of Andrew Frisky and the Mount Edgecombe Invitational Tournament.
Yeah, another well-run tournament, and I think we're running out of time. We can't mention all tournament players, but anyone that came from one of the teams, they really represented their community as well, so it was fun to watch.
Well, I can't wait to hear about games next week, Klaus, but I won't be with you. it'll be somebody else in the KCAW newsroom. I'm going to be off for a little bit, but I know there's going to be a lot of high school sports and activities while I'm away, and I want to thank you in advance for keeping us posted.
Well, I hope you'll be off somewhere doing sports.
I'll be doing a little hiking, a little backpacking, so I'll tell you about it when I get back. In the meantime, I'm Robert Woolsey, KCAW News Director. You've been listening to Sentinel Sports on Raven Radio, and I've been joined by
Klaus Stopey with Sit to Sentinel.
All right. Take care, Klaus. Have a great week.